The Defocused Observations of Bright Sources with Athena, XIFU, by E.S. Kamoun et al. The X-ray Integral Field Unit is the high-resolution X-ray spectrometer of ESA's Athena X-ray Observatory. It will deliver X-ray data in the 0.2-12 kilo electron volts band with an unprecedented spectral resolution of 2.5 electron volts up to 7 kilo electron volts. During the observation of very bright X-ray sources, the XIFU detectors will receive high photon rates. The count rate capability of the XIFU will be improved by using the defocusing option, which will enable the observations of extremely bright sources with fluxes up to 1 crab. In the defocused mode, the point spread function, PSF, of the telescope will be spread over a large number of pixels. In this case, each pixel receives a small fraction of the overall flux. Due to the energy dependence of the PSF, this mode will generate energy-dependent artifacts increasing with count rate if not analyzed properly. To account for the degradation of the energy resolution with pulse separation in a pixel, a grading scheme, here 4 grades, will be defined to affect the proper energy response to each event. This will create selection effects preventing the use of the nominal auxiliary response file, ARF, for all events. We present a new method for the reconstruction of the spectra obtained from observations performed with a PSF that varies as a function of energy. We apply our method to the case of the XIFU spectra obtained during the defocused observations. We use the end-to-end SIXTE simulator to model defocused XIFU observations. Then we estimate new ARF for each of the grades by calculating the effective area at the level of each pixel. Our method allows us to successfully reconstruct the spectra of bright sources when employed in the defocused mode, without any bias. Finally, we address how various sources of uncertainty related to our knowledge of the PSF as a function of energy affect our results. This was the Defocused Observations of Bright Sources with Athena, XIFU, by E.S. Kamoun et al.